everybody, my name is Sana O'Kelly and you can call me Lily. Now we all know that we are in a highly uncertain and stressful time right now. None of us in our lifetimes have ever faced anything like this before. You know, some of my clients have been saying that they feel like there's this extra layer of stress and exhaustion that they have during this time. And I think the reason why it's so stressful or so overwhelming is because there's a lot of uncertainty about everything nowadays. We all as human beings have a need for certainty, you see? We all want to feel certain and secure and in control over different aspects, or at least over some aspects of our lives. So when that's been ripped away from us, we get quite uncomfortable. Like when you're going to the grocery store these days and the whole place looks like a war zone because everybody's wearing their masks and you don't know if what you're touching has been contaminated, or you don't even know if your job is secure, you know? Maybe you've lost your job and you don't know when's the economy gonna open up again so that you can have new opportunities to apply for once again. Or maybe you don't know what's gonna happen to the health of your loved ones, you see? And all of this uncertainty is extremely overwhelming. So in today's episode, I want to give you 5 things that you still can control in this kind of situation. Now, these are 5 things that you absolutely can have control over to help create additional certainty in your life during these uncertain times. Okay, now the things that you can control are actually things that you can focus on to create a greater sense of certainty around you and at least some amount of control in your life. Okay, let's have a look at the word focus. How is the word focus spelled? F-O-C-U-S, right? Okay, bear with me for being a bit cheeky over here because I think I've been trying to homeschool my 6-year-old child these days and that has really taken a toll on me. So anyways, the first letter in focus is F, and F stands for feelings. Now, when there's so much of stress and trauma and sadness and grief going on in the world, there's a couple of ways that people tend to deal with their feelings during this kind of time. Imagine this is like a wartime environment that we're living in right now. We're all in a war against this virus. So during a wartime, people would normally grit their way through, and to do that, they would either detach or suppress their feelings, or they would allow themselves to feel their feelings. So there are these 2 ways people would normally choose to go by this. Now we all know that through, you know, psychological studies and counseling and all that stuff, that the best way to handle our feelings is to actually feel them. You see, feelings operate like a wave. You know, and if that wave is coming towards you and you're already feeling distressed and sad, and then you don't want to allow yourself to feel those true feelings, then what you're going to do is you will start to block the wave and a whole bunch of pressure will be created on you. Now, this is where the overwhelm actually starts to build and it starts to become suffocating, you see? Normally what happens is that when we try to suppress our emotions or push away our feelings, then those feelings will make a way to come out from a different channel. You know, it's just like whenever we try to so harshly suppress our emotions, those emotions still get expressed in one way or the other because they're inside of us and they are going to come out, if not now, then at some later point in life. Okay, so the healthiest thing to really do in this kind of situation is to allow ourselves to feel those feelings. Allow yourself to ride your wave of feelings that you're experiencing or going through. You can ride up to the intensity and then you can ride back down on the other side because it's like a wave, right? So it's going to go up and then it'll come down on the other side. So as you allow to feel your feelings, what's that going to do is, as you keep riding on the wave of your feelings and allow your feelings to come and go, the overwhelm is going to begin to dissipate. You see, it's as if you'll start getting immune to all the panic and all the anxiety and all the distress, and you'll have this great release of energy that will bring you out of all the sadness from time to time. So it's really up to you whether you want to give yourself this gift of allowing your feelings to come and go or not. Just give yourself the gift of feeling the grief. Give yourself the gift of a really good cry sometimes. Give yourself the gift of releasing all the loneliness that you're feeling. Just allow it to move through you and on to the other side, because the other side of that feeling is going to be relief. Get what I mean? Okay, now the O in focus stands for opportunities. You see, there's a quote by Napoleon Hill. He says, "Every adversity, every failure, every heartbreak carries with it the seed of an equal or greater benefit." Do you believe that? Every channel with it has the seed of an equal or greater benefit. And just how beautiful is this statement? Ask yourself this question, do you believe in this or not? Do you believe that there's a seed or a chance of an equal or greater benefit for all of us in the challenge that we're facing these days? Well, I know I do. I believe that's true. I don't just believe it, I can feel the truth in me when I hear that statement, you see? So if you believe in that, and if there's even a part of you that's open to the possibility of that, then just try to connect to that part of you right now. We know that we are in a major challenge right now, right? We're in a major heartache right now. We're all in a major crisis right now. So if the crisis is major, then by definition, there must be a seed of a major benefit as well. Remember, equal or greater benefit. There must be the seed for a major opportunity for each one of us in this whole situation. But the trick here is, not all seeds are harvested, you see? You first have to find the seed, you have to discover the seed, you have to look where it is, what does it look like, what is it for, and then you have to plant it accordingly, and then you have to nurture it, and then you have to grow it, and then you have to harvest it, you see? So you do actually have control over whether you choose to look for the seed or not, right? Are you going to look for the good in this, or are you just going to focus on the problem? Are you going to look for the opportunity that exists right here, right now? Or are you just going to be stuck with the trauma and the sadness and anxiety that's coming with it? Now, the C in focus stands for creativity. You know, there's a great saying that necessity is the mother of invention. And why is that? You see, when adversity hits us and it's hitting hard at us right now, there are really just two types of responses that people have. One is, they will just sit and complain, because as people, generally speaking, nobody likes adversity, of course, you know? So when it first hits us, we try to resist it with all our might, and we try to do or say anything that can just make it go away. But once we realize that we cannot actually make it go away, like in this crisis we have right now, you know, that we're not just going to make it go away like that. It's a whole process that needs to be followed, and which is why the authorities are making all these announcements for the welfare of the communities. So when we realize that we cannot just push away the adversity that has come to us, then people would just sit and complain about the crisis they are in. Or the other kind of people, what they'll do is that they're going to rise and get creative. You see, the universe every time uses some kind of pressure to create any kind of new life or new ideas or new things to explore or just simple new experiences. Everything that brings about growth is the outcome of some kind of a pressure, some kind of pain that the creation goes through in order to come up with it. Okay, so now it's like every one of us is in this intense pressure, and I like to believe that there's something amazing that's seeking to be born or seeking to be grown in you as the outcome of all of this pressure that you're feeling. Some creative expression is seeking to come forward, you know, and even if it's something very small to begin with, just think about it. Maybe there is something very creative that is supposed to come out of you. Maybe it's some skill, maybe it's some experience, maybe it's some situation that you're going to go through in the future that's just going to make you feel so good. It's just something very creative that the universe is trying to create out of all the pressure that is putting on you right now. But the thing is, we are only going to realize or be able to see what that is in the future. Okay? So you do have control right now on whether you complain or whether you get creative, because if you choose to be creative, you can really create something amazing, some awesome experience, some passion that you've been wanting to pursue maybe, some quality time with your family that you've been longing to have for all those years, some small little side hustle that you've had on your mind and you've just been waiting to get some time off from work to start working on it, you see? It could be anything, right? Now, the U in focus stands for understanding. Now, this refers to understanding that you're under a ton of stress, understanding that things aren't normal right now, understanding that we are all overwhelmed, just understanding that we're not going to be at our best because we are stressed. So it's really about giving ourselves understanding and compassion and extra grace during this time. Okay, let's just take a deep breath right now. Give yourself some extra grace, some extra patience, and extra forgiveness right now. You see, if you feel like you have been completely lazy and not able to get yourself motivated enough to do anything over the past couple of weeks, now is the time to forgive yourself for that. Just forgive yourself and give yourself an extra ounce of compassion. You cannot be headed towards a new beginning until you let go of the grievances and regrets from the past. So just let it go, because nobody is able to be at their best when they're in stress, you know? It's not just you, and whether we're conscious of it or not, we are all under an extra layer of stress right now. So just be light on yourself. This is the time when we need to go really easy on ourselves and be understanding towards ourselves as well as towards others. Okay, now the S in focus stands for stacking gratitude. Now, you know, gratitude is something that has an incredible healing power in it. It has the power to reframe our minds on what's going wrong and expand and lift up our vibration. You know, extraordinary challenges call for extraordinary tools. And the situation that we are all in right now, each one of us is either going to stack in grievances or we're going to stack for gratitude. Have you noticed that when we're watching the news, we're constantly getting stacked up with all the grievances, you know? When the news keeps telling us what's going on with the pandemic, what's going on at the hospitals, how many entities are closing down, how many people are suffering, and, you know, how all the masks are getting unavailable, and how the records of deaths are increasing and all of that stuff. And then it goes on to the economy and how many people are out of jobs and how the schools have closed and kids are having to stay at home. And then at the very end, they'll give a little bit of a bloop with a quick happy story to make you feel good on the news. Have you ever noticed that? You see, it's like there's this massive stacking of grievances that makes us so overwhelmed that even when we're trying to stay intact, every time we watch the news, it just drags our energy down. So what we can do to help ourselves when we're on our own and not watching the news, at least in those moments, we need to be stacking ourselves with gratitude. Now what this means is, you take gratitude for one thing that you find good about your life and stack it up with another thing and another thing and another thing until you have this whole pile of stuff to be grateful for in your minds, okay? Now as you do this, you'll feel an expansion and you'll feel almost like an explosion of positive energy in your heart and within your body, and all the grievances will begin to fade away. Okay, so these were the five things that we can still control in this kind of a time full of uncertainty and crisis. Okay, now I really want to encourage you to share this podcast with anybody that you know who might be feeling overwhelmed or stressed or grieving in this time. Okay, to share these five things with your friends or other people that you may know that we can control, because that's really going to help people to reduce the stress and reduce the overwhelm in their lives and expand and spread some positive energy into your life as well as other people's lives.